Final action by the Bryan Council is a week from next Tuesday, which follows first-round approval on a unanimous vote with little discussion. That was not the case in College Station. The 5-2 split was over final authority coming from an appointed board containing representatives from both cities and A&M. Julie Schultz was part of the majority vote.
In my business, I asked, was anybody having any issue with this? And certainly, when people have a problem, they scream loud and usually in mass. The folks that I talked to didn't have a problem with the way we were doing this and thought that this was how we should proceed.
Jess Field spoke twice in opposition.
We're delegating that authority to an unelected body that's going to govern the biocorridor on some very important issues. I am extraordinarily uncomfortable with that. That was not the full spirit of the ILA as I had it.
Katie Marie Lyles also voted no after hearing the council doesn't have final say on biocorridor issues, which they do with business involving the Twin Cities Solid Waste Authority. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Mayor Nancy Berry was not opposed to temporary repairs.
I don't want to put a Band-Aid on it and have the Band-Aid cost $250,000 only to find out that if we're actually going to do something, we have to throw away the Band-Aid and we've lost $250,000.
Berry responding to City Manager David Neely's statement from center users.
There are obviously are some folks that believe that there are ways to go about repairing this building short of the methods described in this report.
The mayor and the three council members at Thursday's workshop agreed to wait until a retreat next January to discuss both the short-term and the permanent fate of the conference center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Nearly all the two-hour discussion was spent on changing the recall process. A council consensus supported adding language requiring official misconduct, incompetency, or malfeasance in office. Among those objecting during the public hearing was Benito Flores Meath.
I'm kind of appalled that something that is so difficult to do, which is a recall, is actually going to be made more difficult and make you less responsive to the citizens. Do we have to live 2 years before we have any control over what you do?
Responding to opponents, Charter Review Committee member Brian Buechner says those displeased with council decisions have three other options in addition to recall.
If they're concerned about a specific action that's taken by City Council, there is an opportunity to use either initiative to propose something new or referendum to try to repeal something that's been passed.
The third suggestion, the next election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The council recently approved spending $10,000 to have someone write a book on the first 75 years of the city. While contract negotiations continue with a potential author, Councilman Jess Fields repeated his call to save the money and recruit volunteers to write the book.
Until I see, and I think I would hope that until this council sees a large swell of interest from, you know, it doesn't even have to be the whole community, but for goodness sakes, at least the history committee should just come together and say, geez, we all want this to happen.
The response to Fields' idea from Blanche Brick.
We decide to have ditches everywhere, and we don't ask them to volunteer then and go out and dig the ditch. We expect to provide some services and to pay for it. And I believe this is something that we need to provide, not just for us, not just for the 75th, but for the future.
In the end, City Manager David Neely told the council negotiations are continuing with the prospective author. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Thanks to the Aggie football team's bowl victory, the council enjoyed chicken, ribs, and sides courtesy of the mayor of Evanston, Illinois, home of Northwestern. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry provided a diplomatic review.
I suspect that, you know, this is a hot place in Evanston, and people really love their barbecue, because she just raved about it and said it was the world's best. So I think we all take regional pride in what we like and what we think is best. Certainly everybody thought they were good ribs.
Spoken like a true diplomatic politician.
I'm learning.
Online at the WTAW.com website, you can see pictures from last night's dinner. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The council approved establishing tax increment reinvestment zones along Rock Prairie Road from College Station Medical Center to east of Scott and White Hospital, then south along both sides of the freeway. This will allow property tax revenue from new development to help pay for a projected $60 million of needed infrastructure over the next 20 years. Then came a review of proposed management districts, which if the council approves next month, would go to the legislature for consideration. Separate district boards would oversee developed and undeveloped land. Councilman James Benham disagreed with the idea that the district board east and south of Scott and White could control its membership.
I don't want to be constrained by their list. I want to get their recommendation. And if I don't like it, I don't want to go through 20 iterations while they avoid the one person we want on the board.
The undeveloped MMD would also have the authority to raise property taxes with voter approval. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Taking the place of the Plaza Hotel and neighboring buildings will be an $85 million mix of student housing, retail, and commercial uses. The city was not asked for any economic development incentives. One concern is whether there'll be a pedestrian path connecting the new plaza to the west, where A&M is developing a similar project. Councilman Dave Rusink looked to consultant Michael Smith for an answer.
I'd heard a rumor that there might be a problem with the Campus Point people about whether or not that would be open.
No comment.
No comment? Well, you just did make a comment. You just said, yes, it's going to be open.
We would love for it to continue on to their property.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
No date was given when the closed hotel will be raised, along with neighboring structures in the 11-acre redevelopment. In its place will be 600 student apartments with 1,900 beds, along with 60,000 square feet of retail space. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The College Station City Council continues to hear from those for and against the proposed round of the Lick Creek Hike and Bike Trail through the Springbrook neighborhood. HOA President Gary Ives says the majority still wants a trail built along the creek, turning down the offer to sell the land bordering the backyards of 11 opposing property owners.
We found their proposal to purchase the land to be woefully inadequate to protect the best interests of our neighborhood and would serve instead to permanently formalize the division within our community. We find that their accusations border on the libelous. We believe that their express basis for litigation is frivolous and a misuse of the legal system.
Marcy Holterman Cox is one of those 11 opponents.
And if Mr. Ives would look up the definition of a frivolous suit is brought forth when there are no questions of fact. Our bylaws have two conflicting terms in them. One is to keep the creek natural. And the other is that the board can dispose of common area as they wish, which is what they're doing right now.
No date's been set when the council will consider the trail path. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Mayor Nancy Berry received support from four council members to leave things as they currently are.
When you buy or rent in a neighborhood, those are things you look at and make a decision as your freedom of choice. So I would, my recommendation is for staff not to do anything with this proposed ordinance.
Among those opposed to restricting non-passenger vehicles to the rear of their homes was Roland Husky. He's had a travel trailer in the driveway of his Southwood Valley house for 34 years.
There's no way that I could afford to go and put my travel trailer, I'll have to sell it. And it would be because of some regulation that somebody wanted to make to beautify College Station. Whoever came up with this idea, they need to go back to the drawing board.
Complaints to council members from other residents led staff to revisit the issue that was also turned down more than 5 years ago. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles was not opposed to allowing front and side parking, but she wanted consistency in another ordinance that bans cars parked on grass to apply to all vehicles. Only Blanche Brick supported the proposal. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.